Welcome back to The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. You know, elite athletes, they don't last forever. There's a point when many of them say they just have to throw in the towel.
I think over the years, when I've seen players retire, when you ask them about it, they always say you'll know when you're ready. And I think I know when I'm ready. You know, I think I'm ready.
That's David Beckham there, back in May, who at the ripe old age of 38 announced his impending retirement. But some athletes out there think that 38 is just way too young to retire. In fact, many of them think 65 is too young.
I am Roger Gellholm. I was born on the 21st of May, 1909, on the kitchen table on a third floor tenement in New Bedford, Massachusetts. I am now 100 years old. I have no medication and look forward to the next match.
Roger there is one of many elderly athletes profiled in the film Age of Champions, broadcasting next week on PBS stations across the country. The film chronicles the journey of five elderly competitors who sprint, leap, and swim for gold at the National Senior Olympics. Joining us now is the producer of the film, Keith Aucott, and one of its MVPs, seven-time women's basketball gold medalist and captain of the Celadrin Tigerettes, Mavis Albin.
Thank you very much.
And Keith, welcome to you.
Thanks for having me, Todd.
Mavis, let me start with you, if I may, and if I may be so bold, but you're the oldest member of the Celadrin Tigerettes?
It goes from 66 to 76. The youngest is 66.
How long have you been playing?
I've been playing over 20 years.
You didn't start until your 50s.
Well, actually, I did play in high school. But when I graduated, that was way back in 54, I graduated, there was no college teams and no WNBA. So that ended my basketball career. And then I heard about the National Senior Games, and you had to be 55 at that time to play. And I was 55. Since then, they have lowered it to age 50, and I started playing in 1992, and I've been playing ever since.
Keith, let me turn to you. You're not 76. What are you, 25? How old are you?
We were 25 when we started making Age of Champions, my film partner, Christopher Rufo, and I, but we are now 28 years old, and people do kind of, I think they're a little surprised when we show up to host a screening and when we're at a film festival. I think they expect filmmakers that are a little more advanced in age based on the subject matter.
Well, what turned you on to it?
Well, you know, I think a lot of people that are younger in their 20s, teenagers, you know, children, and even people in their 30s and 40s probably have a perception of aging that, you know, as you get older, your active life, sports, competition is beyond you when you're in your retirement years. But when my film partner and I were at a conference for nonprofits in the arts out in California, we met someone who represented the National Senior Games Association. And every 2 years they put on the Senior Olympics. And, you know, we were just amazed by just the existence of this competition for athletes that are 50 to 100 plus. And just hearing about it shattered what we had in our mind for, what to expect of seniors as they get older when it comes to activity. And then once we got to meet some of the characters like Mavis and the Tigerettes, like Roger Gentleholm, the 100-year-old tennis player, like the 86-year-old pole vaulter that we feature in Age of Champions, we were hooked. We knew we had to tell the story. So we began production back in 2009, and it's been a wonderful journey ever since.
People who are involved in pole vaulting and tennis at the advanced age of 100 and all the training involved have to be feeling pretty good about themselves, I would think.
Absolutely. I mean, people asked, when I set out to make the film, I had some friends and family say, all right, find out what makes them tick. Find out what makes these senior athletes, you know, push themselves so hard, so, you know, advanced in age. And the common denominator is an attitude, as you've referred to, Todd. It's kind of this attitude towards life that's so positive and so forward-thinking and kind of having this idea that their best years are yet to come. And, you know, the other thing that I realized is that they have goals. For instance, Mavis and her team are going for their eighth national gold medal title just in a couple weeks in Cleveland at the national competition. And, you know, to have those goals pushing you day in and day out, I think really keeps senior athletes young.
Yeah. Mavis, you know, seven gold medals already around your neck, and one thinks, what more goals do you have? I mean, I guess eight is good, but boy, seven gold medals.
Well, 7 is good, but we're going for our number 8, and every one of them is very special. One cannot outshine the other, and number 8 would be absolutely fabulous for us to get. But the competition's getting tougher, and the women are getting meaner.
Yeah.
It's getting more physical out there, and we do have a big target on our back, but we're going to give it 100%. We're going to do everything we can to win number 8.
You know, Mavis, I noticed that in the film also. Look, one is tempted to say senior women's basketball to think, oh, it's quaint, how cute, grandma's playing basketball. This is nothing like that.
It is not. It really isn't. We've come out with busted lips and black eyes and broken fingers and bruises all over us. So it is a very physical game, but we don't complain about that because we love the game and we're going to do everything we can to keep ourselves in shape and to be winners because we play to win.
Mavis Albin, what is your point high, your personal one-game high for points?
Oh, when I first started, I think I made about 40 points in one game, but I'm not there anymore. But I do have teammates that make me look good.
40 points in a game is no joke. Keith, this kind of athleticism, forget about the age, it really is some serious competition. It's no joke. I'm sure you found that.
Well, yeah, absolutely, Todd. And I totally, you know, you've referenced a couple times the kind of the cute factor that a lot of people might have in their mind. And I'll admit, when my film partner and I started the movie, I think subconsciously we had that idea. But at the first shoot, we show up in Cape Cod, and Roger, the tennis player, challenges him and his 94-year-old doubles partner challenged my film partner and I. We were both 25 at the time, and we're both pretty fit, you know, active guys. We're not tennis players, but we decided to accept the challenge, and you know, we huddled. We said, all right, let's take it easy on him. We just got here. We don't want to hurt Roger's feelings. And I'll tell you what, before we could change our strategy, they kicked our butts. And you know, and I was really, it was humbling, it was sad, and Roger really made fun of us a lot the rest of time we knew him. But the one thing I would say, though, is it really changed our ideas for what to expect, our expectations of the senior athletes. I think it allowed us to kind of craft a film that was more honest and more respectful to our characters, not as senior athletes, but as athletes first.
Well, I'll tell the both of you, if I may, I have no trouble at all respecting senior athletes. My own dad, a senior citizen, he's a cyclist, riding with 30-year-olds every weekend. The winner of the Mount Evans vertical race in Colorado, the man is an Ironman on the bike. So, Mavis Albin, I have no trouble whatsoever believing that you clear the lanes on the basketball court.
Oh, thank you so much.
Mavis Albin is captain of the Seledrin Tigerettes, one of the stars of Age of Champions, produced by Keith Aucott, who also joins us. Thank you both so much.
Thank you. It's been our pleasure.
Thanks so much for having us.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With 3 updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.